Thank you for joining us for Life in Taxes with tax attorney Andrew Foster of Harvell & Collins Attorneys at Law.
'Cause I'm the tax man.
Call now with your tax questions at 252-222-4848.
And welcome to Life in Taxes with Andrew Foster from Harvell and Collins. Good morning, tax man.
Good morning.
How are you?
Doing good.
You wear that title well. I never knew what the tax man looked like until I started doing the show, so now I have a visual.
Oh, boy.
Andrew Foster. What's on your plate this morning, sir?
Well, we have a start to the 2021 filing season.
Oh, boy.
They've announced that on the federal level. January 24th is going to be when you can submit those returns for processing.
Yippee.
So, but the problem, Mike, is that's going to be the future. But we need to look back at the past to see how last year went. And the way that we do that is through the Taxpayer Advocate Service. So the Taxpayer Advocate Service is an independent organization within the IRS that helps taxpayers and protects taxpayers' rights. Mm-hmm. So the reason that we have a Taxpayer Advocate Service and the reason it's funded by our federal government is the federal government recognizes how much power that the IRS yields.
A lot.
A lot.
Yeah.
So therefore, they have armed a taxpayer advocate office to be able to help taxpayers who have problems, relative to the IRS. Hmm. More bureaucracy oriented is the best way for me to say it. They may do more than that, but for the most part is that if you're having problems, with red tape, mm-hmm. Trying to cut through that and get to individuals, the Taxpayer Advocate Office is very helpful, and can, you know, attempt to cut that red tape and get you the answers that you need, so you don't get just buried in the labyrinth that is the IRS.
Yeah.
But every year the Taxpayer Advocate Office releases a report, and this year it's particularly scathing. I think that whenever you start off, paying a little bit of a compliment, and then the rest of the report is literally
butt.
That's right. So, when we recognize that, the IRS was in charge of not only processing returns, but also dealing with, stimulus payments, when we recognize that they threw this advanced child tax credit on them, which we talked about last week on the show. And we talked about the workforce of the IRS decreasing by 17%. That's the way this report starts, by saying we know there were lots of challenges, but you really didn't meet those challenges.
No, you failed.
You failed. So, this is where, one of the things we talked about is processing returns. And we've talked about that for a while relative to where we are. Because here we are, Mike, we're starting 2021 tax filings on January 24th. Well, what do we have left from 2020? Well, as of late December, we still have 6 million unprocessed returns.
Wow.
We still have 2.3 million unprocessed amended returns from 2020, and we still have 2 million unprocessed 941s, which are payroll tax forms, that have not been processed yet. And we have about 5 million taxpayer correspondence that is just sitting in a pile.
In the in-basket. Let me just ask
you. I think this is interesting because one of the things that's in there is it says, paper is the IRS's kryptonite.
Yes.
That's literally in the report.
I learned that firsthand. Yeah.
So, you see here, if you're thinking about that January 24th begin to the tax filing deadline, I think e-filing is going to be critical for you because if you go in the stack, then the stacks are not moving, or if they're moving extremely slow. And again, we talk about what happens. Do you finish off the 2020 season? Or do you move on to 2021? I mean, the IRS has a decision to make.
Sure.
You know, and normally what happens is they begin processing the 2021 returns and kind of get to the 2020 returns when they can.
Let me ask you this. For the taxpayer who might be in that stack, whether it's at the federal or state level, and they haven't gotten a resolve to their taxes, that doesn't give them an excuse not to file this year. They got to go forward. Forget what's not been processed.
Correct.
Unfortunately,
the best thing I can tell you is you have to assume that what you filed is going to be acceptable. You know, if you're trying to base, you know, your current year's tax year off of your last year's tax year, and you're worried about it not being processed yet, you just have to assume it's been processed.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, you know, normally what happens here is that you can get someone to tell you that it's been received.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get the notice that says, hey, we've got your return, the only thing I can tell you to do is just believe that return is acceptable and move forward and file your 2021, because you're exactly right, Mike. You must continue to comply with these deadlines.
You must comply.
Yeah. I mean, exactly. You know, the issue you have here is that the IRS plays by their rules, but you're forced to play by, you know, the set rules that are by statute, which say when you must file by. And if you don't do that because you say, well, you haven't processed my 2020, I'm not submitting my 2021, that's going to be no good excuse.
Yeah, they don't play.
That's going to be unreasonable. And, you know, unfortunately, it's just not going to work for you. It's not going to go well for you if you try to hold back your 2021 return because you haven't gotten back your 2020 return, or heaven forbid, you just got back your 2019 refund.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of another place to start, which is, where are these failings? Where are these failings with the IRS? Why do we find ourselves, you know, in this situation? You know, and here are the problems that the advocate's office has identified. One is that the Where's My Refund tool, which you can go online.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of people do this.
Sure. I did it every day.
You process, you send your return in, you want to know where's that refund check. They've got a tool that you can go on and put your information in and find out. Frankly, they said it just didn't work.
We tried.
taxpayers attempted to check their status of the refunds more than 632 million times.
Wow.
632 million times.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yet it just does not provide information on unprocessed return, and it doesn't explain any status delays. So, you know, they're really just saying that tool, unfortunately, just doesn't really help.
No.
The taxpayer.
Nope.
Telephone service. Now, we've mentioned this one before. Mm. The worst it has ever been. That's literally the tagline on this. You know, we had 282 million telephone calls, and we were able to connect. They answered 32 million of 282,
okay,
which is about 11% of calls.
Yeah, okay. They made those people happy.
So,
wow.
You know, unfortunately, they've got to find a better way. I mean, I don't know no way to say this, because even my experience through the practitioner priority line. So there is a service the IRS provides for practitioners, mm-hmm, to be able to try to get service a little bit quicker.
Yeah.
Because usually the good thing about the practitioner line is we can speak the lingo.
You know what you're talking about.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's not going to be one of those situations where you're going to have a long drawn out phone call. I mean, typically it can be a very streamlined process of I need to do X.
Mm-hmm.
And then the IRS agent can, you know, work with you on that matter. I had multiple times where, you know, you're on hold, 45 minutes, click, gone. You're out of there.
Yeah.
And I mean, that's calling at what I tell every taxpayer to do, which is call at 9 o'clock in the morning when they're fully staffed and, mm-hmm, and, you know, you can get in there very early. Don't call in the afternoon.
Yeah.
Just call at nine in the morning up. and try to go there. And I was even running into problems of trying to get through on the practitioner priority line. Responding to notices. So the IRS took months to process taxpayer responses to its notices, further delaying refunds.
Mm.
So they sent tens of millions of notices to taxpayers in 2021, and this was nearly 14 million of those notices included math errors, which we mentioned. Usually that's a CP 2000 or something similar to that. You know, they just, unfortunately, and I noticed, you know, taxpayers coming to our office to inquire about these notices. First of all, a lot of them were sometimes just straight erroneous notices. I mean, whereas you send in your return and you get a notice saying you hadn't filed your return. I mean, something simple like that. Or you send in payment And they're telling you that you have a balance too.
Yeah.
I mean, I ran into a couple of those issues where I'm having to tell the taxpayer, listen, I know you got a notice from the IRS. You did the right thing by coming to see me, but your best bet is, you know, to continue just to wait, and eventually the right hand's going to know what the left hand's doing. Mm-hmm. Eventually they're going to process what they need to process, whether it be a return or a payment, to correct this error. Well, I've also seen, though, where we've had notices sent. We've had reasonable responses from taxpayers, mm-hmm. i.e., this notice was wrong. Let me explain to you why it's wrong. And that should hopefully rectify the problem. And the problem we have, Mike, is that it's not working. You know, we have to then go to another level. And I've mentioned this on the program before, which is a lot of times what I'm doing now is saying, okay, let's see the notice that we've got. We know this is erroneous. We know it was made in error. What are we going to do to be able to get in front of a person? And a lot of times what I'm doing right now is requesting hearings. Mm-hmm. And I tell the person who ends up hiring me, the client, hey, I'm sorry you have to do this, because I believe that this is something that's very simple and very easy, and your response should have taken care of this. But the only way that I know is to use the tools that we have before us, which allow us to have this hearing, and let's request it. Mm-hmm. And I tell them, I say, I'm telling you right now, with the documentation I'm going to send in, the hearing's going to go very quickly, because the last hearing I had, just FYI, it was me and the appeals officer. We had about a 3-minute conversation. He said, Andrew, I've looked at all your stuff. Everything looks good. I'll send you a letter, you know, showing balance zero.
Nice. Cause you know,
I mean, those are the kind of responses you can get, but you have to assert those rights, Mike. And unfortunately, the IRS is putting taxpayers in difficult positions.
They sure are. If you'd like to reach out to Andrew Foster at Harvell and Collins, simply go online to harvellandcollins.com. Begin the conversation today. Tax day, it's coming. Filing starts on January 24th.